Lots of Champ and Chump votes coming in. Get your votes in. After a rough weekend for the Wolverines, good weekend for the Spartans, good weekend for the Lions, good weekend for the Tigers. So we move forward here. 248-539-9797. Gator, I'm wondering about the new normal at Ford Field. There was a drone shot that overhead, and then they had the drone going down Woodward at night. Detroit looked spectacular. It was such a cool shot. But I'm also, the intensity on that building, in the building that came through on television, I'm just thinking about the people that had season tickets last year and went to the postseason games and now were there for this one. I mean, I always said that Ford Field, if the Lions ever got good, would be an elite home field advantage. Mm-hmm. And I think we're starting to see that. I think we're starting to see it. And I want to hear from people who were there. Is everything just cranked up to 11? Is it all, everything over the top? The energy in the building. We had the one guy that said Ford Field was sweating last night.
Yeah. Ford Field gets loud AF.
Yep.
It's a great atmosphere and has been for the last few years. We've known since it opened up that on special nights it can be a special place. But the Lions have to do their part and be a better team. And this is what's happened over the last few years. We've seen the transformation of the culture of this franchise to the point where, last year, you said it, those two playoff games was incredible mm-hmm. to be there. Last night's atmosphere, by all accounts, absolutely, positively incredible. And they're getting the knowledge and acknowledgement from all over the place.
I mean, I clearly, we're all enjoying this, but I'm so happy for the longtime season ticket holders that are getting rewarded now, that have been through so many years of disappointment, and now they've got tickets, every Sunday, every other Sunday, to this. And here's to hoping that it continues for a long time. Seasons are long, got to stay healthy. Strange stuff happens in football, but it just feels like a continuation of last year, doesn't it?
It does. And that's amazing because that's what you want.
Yep.
You want to have this feeling go from year to year to year and not just be, Well, we've been through that. Mm-hmm. That was the 90s. We need sustainable winning football. And right now, we're seeing it. That Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have built an incredible football program here.
And I don't know, we all kind of process what we're seeing differently. It's all personal. But the way I watch the Lions now is wondering who's going to make the play. Who's going to be the hero? Who's going to be, when are they going to make that difference-making play that wins them this football game instead of where's it going to go wrong? When do the wheels come off? What's the obscure rule that will get interpreted incorrectly that will cost the Lions this game? Like all of those predetermination and those dreadful feelings that I had, it's now gone the other way. And so they got a game last night where the Rams have the football with 4 minutes to go and a chance to run out the clock. And I'm looking at a defense that last year was bad and thinking they're going to get off the field. They're going to get the stop. And sure enough, they did. And then when the offense got the football back, I'm like, okay, are they going to get a field goal or a touchdown out of this drive? Are they going to win it in regulation? Yep. Are they going to force overtime? Because everything's changed, and it wasn't perfect, but I don't know, man. It's amazing how I watch Lions games now.
And that's what I liked about one of the many things I liked about last night's game. I think I said this several times last year. It's really nice to have wins when you know that there's improvement to be had. Like, absolutely, this team can play better, and they need to improve on some things. And yet, that being said, they still came away with a win. Go out and do it the next week. Baker Mayfield had an outstanding game for Tampa Bay this past weekend. The Bucs were a playoff team last year. But again, that's the team that the Lions beat at home in a playoff game.
Yep.
So they start this season at home the same way they finished this season at home with the Rams and the Bucs in the playoffs last year, and then the Rams and the Bucs to start the season this year.
248-539-9797. Justin, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Justin.
Hey guys,
what's up?
I was at the game last night, and to answer your question, yeah, it was just phenomenal. You know, energy. I might be the only Lions fan there that just felt like a little frustrated by we're making all this noise, but it didn't seem to affect the Rams' offense. I think we only forced 2 false starts. I don't know what your guys' opinion was of the noise from watching on TV, but man, they were dinking and dunking on us. So just interested to hear what you guys thought.
Yeah, they dinked and dunked and lost.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's no doubt that the fan base impacted the game positively, even if it's just a couple false starts. There was one, wasn't there one late in the game that was
yes,
on their last drive, right? So, I mean, the timing of that is great. I mean, they're pros, right? these guys aren't supposed to let it impact them, and they probably did a reasonably good job, but hey, man, the Lions get it done at home, and can't say I'm shocked.
Yeah, and the Rams know what it was like because they played there last year in the playoffs. They know exactly what the crowd and atmosphere was going to be like, and you know, they weren't really that affected by it. That's fine, but doesn't stop the Lions fans from doing what they do.
Thanks, Justin.
You gotta credit McVay and Stafford for that. I mean, they're you don't have to gator, but mostly everybody else would credit McVay and Stafford for, yeah, they've been there before. It's loud. They got their hand signals down. They know everything. Stafford's in control of that offense. Yep. And so they knew how to deal with the crowd atmosphere, because they've said it before and they've said it again. Like, it is loud AF in there. The fans know what they're doing. They're quiet when the Lions are on offense. It's a different way to be a Lions fan now. It's not the same as it was before. You expect good things to happen. You don't overly complain about things not going your way. So it's so different now to expect the Lions to come through in these situations instead before looking for disaster.
248-539-9797. John is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hi, John. I went to the Rams. I went last night. Even last season, I went to like 6 games, but it was like that opening drive I thought was for the Rams was louder than I've ever heard that stadium. So I think it was so loud. I don't think Stafford could even hear, even when he tried to hand off the ball on third down. I think it was so loud.
Do you think last night was louder than the playoff games?
I think the opening drive, just like the first initial drive, when Rams had the ball first, I thought it was louder than I've ever heard it there. Maybe it was a while since I've been to the game, since the Rams game was the last game I went to, but it was so loud at that moment.
You know, it's funny because I go to my experiences working. Thank you for the phone call. Working the Michigan games where I've been on the field, a night game at Penn State, Columbus, Ohio, Kinnick Stadium, Big House, Spartan Stadium, like some real loud, loud, loud stadiums, okay? When Ford Field is at fever pitch, I think because it's indoor and there's a lot of sound reverberating off the roof. The word I use to describe it is piercing. It is a piercing kind of noise. And so, yeah, I think this should be a clear cut advantage all season long.
Did they not play a tribute video for Matthew Stafford at all? Because none of us were at the game.
No.
I didn't read anything on it. In fact, I read the other way. I think that there wasn't, I believe.
I didn't see any reporting on it. So I think it would have been a very interesting needle to thread to try and be classy and yet not spark boos.
Well, he got booed anyways. Yes. I mean, once he hits the field, you got to boo him.
Well, and after the game, he said, well, now this is just another game now. Anytime I come back to Detroit, it's just another game. I don't buy it, but that's what he's saying.
Well, that's the world I want to live in, but it doesn't feel like that's ever going to be the case.
Except you want to believe that, Doug, but did you not notice when they go out there for the coin toss for overtime, it feels different than if it was Baker Mayfield or anybody else,
dude,
right?
I know, but I process him now as he is the other quarterback for the other team. And this week it's Baker Mayfield.
Did you see the smile on Campbell's face when they won the coin toss?
No, I didn't.
It was like, here we go, we got it. And it was almost a confidence that came about him, and I loved it because you had the two quarterbacks meet at midfield. Stafford's got his helmet on. Goff's got a baseball hat. Like, Goff is totally relaxed in this situation. Mm-hmm. It was almost as if they all knew. We win the toss. We know what we're going to do. Just watch it happen.
Well,
and it's exactly what happened.
When a plan comes together, it's a thing of beauty.
Thanks, Hannibal.